I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. This late spring blooming perennial flower has been looking beautiful. It goes by a number of common names, such as mountain bluet, perennial bachelor's buttons, and cornflower. I know it mostly by its botanical name, Centaurea montana. This European native is popular in English cottage gardens and across our region. It produces blue, white, or burgundy-colored spider-like blooms. It grows 2 to 3 feet tall and can flop over, so it's best grown in groups or caged to stay vertical. Centaurea does spread by underground rhizomes and self-sows readily. In late summer, we do a bit of digging and dividing to keep it in bounds and thin out seedlings in spring. While the blue flowers are traditional, there are a number of newer varieties with interesting color variations. Black Sprite has purple-black flowers on dwarf 14-inch tall plants. Amethyst and Snow is also short, but has white petals surrounding a deep purple center. Gold Bullion has blue flowers with golden-colored foliage, providing interest even when the plant isn't in bloom. Centaurea grows best in fold-apart sun on well-drained soil. It tolerates a hot, dry location, but flowers best with plenty of moisture in the soil. It's one of the easiest perennials to grow and great for novices. Plant Centaurea with other late spring flowering perennials such as iris, geranium, and peony. The flowers are bee and butterfly magnets and are great for use as a cut or dried flower in arrangements. After flowering in spring, cut back the plant by 2/3 to let it regrow to reflower again in summer. Next week in the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about rambling roses. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.